Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like the Capitan,
giving a microphone,
dressed
like a million bucks,
buying
things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together,
everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. First of all, I want to say thank you to everybody who offers me encouragement with my moments of inspiration in the morning. I want to say this to you. A lot of times I'm saying the things that I need to hear. Now, I've heard from a lot of people that they really appreciate it and it benefits them and it's helped them in so many ways. I thank you for saying that. But you all helped me, too. And I thank you for that. You know, I don't have to be in the position I'm in. I'm in this position because of God's grace and mercy in my life. And, you know, I work hard. I do. I'll admit that. But I've learned over the years that, you know, you got to give God to something to bless. You know, a lot of us want blessings, but we ain't got nothing in action. We ain't moving, you know, to give God nothing to put his hand on, to touch on your behalf. And that's what I've tried to do. I've tried to work hard enough to give God some stuff that he can put his hands on my behalf. You know, I take meetings when I ain't really sure how they gonna go, but maybe God to go in there and touch somebody on my behalf. I don't know, but he can't touch nobody on your behalf at the meeting if you don't take the meeting. You know, if you don't go and try and make the sale, if you don't put the call in to make the sale, God can't touch nobody to make them buy. You feel me? I mean, you know, and I ain't trying to make it sound like people around me or I know ain't doing nothing. I'm just telling you that the way I've discovered it. Now, there could be another way. I have not discovered it yet. So doing my little moments of inspiration, I can only come from what I know. But I do thank everybody for the encouragement from time to time. I just want to say thank you, too. But I'm a lot of times I'm trying to get myself through some things. So here's a good one today. OK, you ready? All right. Everybody and anybody can pray. See, that's the thing about prayer. Everybody and anybody can pray. See, and let me say this to you. What you got to lose by praying? What you ain't got to make no spectacle of it. It don't say you had to go to the center of the courthouse, get on your knees on the other side of the metal detector and cry out. That ain't how God works. You ain't got to show out for God. God will do all the showing out. All you got to do is do. You leave the showing out part to God. He going to clown for you. Please know. He going to show you off to everybody who need to see it, and especially your enemies. So you leave the showing out part to him. You can pray. I mean, everybody and anybody can pray. Prayer is for everybody and anybody. Everybody and anybody I know need prayer. If you're not applying it, I'm going to tell you, man, you're missing out on something here because you're missing out on something. First of all, you don't have to check with nobody to pray. You ain't got to clear it with nobody to pray. You don't need permission from anybody to pray. You ain't even got to tell nobody, if you don't want to, that you've been praying about something. Now, like a cat like me that has seen prayer work over and over and over, I ain't got no problem saying out loud that I'm praying about something, that I prayed for this and it came true, that I'm praying that God get me through something. I don't really have a problem saying that because it didn't work for me so many times. And it has never, ever failed me yet. Prayer has never not worked for me. Now, you got to understand something. Sometimes the answer to your prayer is no. But see, I got that too, though. See, I understand that part of it, that sometimes the answer to the prayer is no. I got that. You know, come on, Steve. Sometimes the answer is no. And I've learned to accept that. But at least now that I know that the answer is no, I can move on to the next step or move on to the way he got for me. See, sometimes I pray for stuff I want. And then sometimes the answer to what I want is no. Then I say, okay, well, God, what you got for me? What he got for me way better than the thing I was about to pray for or the thing I was praying for and I got a no to. But you got to do it a little bit to understand that part. But let's just talk about the basic benefits of prayer. Because, see, prayer is beneficial, y'all. Listen to me now. You're listening to a cat. I'm telling you what I know. I ain't guessing about this one here. This is what I know. Prayer is for everybody, and anybody can pray. But here are the benefits for me in my life that prayer has helped me. And this is not in the order of significance or importance. These are just some of the elements that occur when I pray. First of all, purpose. I find purpose in prayer. You know, like if I'm trying to figure out the mission and the how come, the what for, the why did it, the how to, that's purpose. I get purpose when I pray. I ask God, what's the purpose? What am I doing it for? What does it matter? He gives me that in prayer. Sometimes I get direction. Direction is a beautiful thing I get. Okay, which way? Which way, Lord? I'm tossed up. I got a decision to make, and I ain't really sure what to do. What should I do? Show me which way to go. Direction. How many times have you needed some direction? Well, that's what prayer does. Let's talk about them again now. Purpose, direction. Here's another good thing it provides. Clarity. Lord have mercy. Man, how many times has he cleared it for me? Showed it to me. Removed some people out the way. Put some people over here, expose something to me that I really needed to know. See, prayer work on so many levels, purpose, direction, clarity. Man, oh, I see now. Oh. Sometimes it's exposing an enemy, showing you somebody who's betraying you. Sometimes it's showing you somebody that's just hanging on for all the wrong reasons. Just clarity, man. I thank him for clarity through prayer. Here's another one. Calmness. It just calms me down, man. It just makes me feel easier to know that I ain't out here dealing with it by myself, that I got a power that I done tapped in that's greater than all powers, the most electrifying, stimulating, sensational power available to mankind is your connection with your creator, with God. There's nothing greater for you, man. There's nothing, I don't care what nobody tell you. There's nothing greater you can do for yourself than get in touch with who made you and find out what your purpose is. Get yourself some direction about who you are. Get yourself some clarity about what you ought to be doing. And then calm down, man, so everything don't upset you. You know, sometimes, man, people wonder, man, I don't know how you deal with all that. Because I done prayed, man. And I done got me some calmness working in my life to where all these waters that's raging around me and these storms and everything, it ain't tossing my boat upside down. Oh, I'll be up in it sometime. But I'm not turning over and drowning in all this here. I got a calmness, man, knowing that God is working on my behalf, that he's getting it done for me. And no matter how wrong it looked for me right now, I know God got me. Calmness. It's really cool to have calmness, man. Here's something else it gives to me, too. Understanding and wisdom. It just makes me go, oh, okay, I got that. I see. Oh, you know what, man? I was tripping on that. Oh, okay, I see. You know what? That's going down because of this and because that happened. Now look at what that, oh, I see how that's working. That's wisdom. That's understanding. And then just one more thing before we get out of here. Just make me feel hopeful sometimes. Matter of fact, all the time. It just always got me filled with hope that I know something big about to pop off, that something else about to go down. He just give me hope, man. That's what prayer does. It do all them things. So if you ain't praying, I check into it today. Really, it's such a powerful and beneficial thing to all of us. Anybody and everybody can pray. Just talk to him, just like you talking to anybody. Or watch how you feel.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people all around the world, this is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. It is now, I'm trying to tell you.
Woo-hoo! Yeah. Woo-hoo!
Enjoyment, levity, information, and ignorance. Look, I am not here to tell you what's going on in the White House. We can't do a damn thing about it. I am here to make you forget about the White House.
Just for a moment or two in time. Man. There's so much going on there.
Man, let's give ourselves a break. The Lord have mercy.
Because he gonna tweet about it. Don't you worry.
Man, I ain't never seen nothing like it, man.
This is crazy.
I mean, seriously, man, this is crazy.
But every single day, though, every day you wake up to something.
Man, it's like sending, it's just like you got a bad child and you send him up to the school and you know the phone finna ring.
Yeah. And then lying, the levels of lying.
His own reality.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah. And be president.
You're a proponent of lying. You like lying. But this
is necessary.
Can't get through life without.
You want to have relationships, friendships. Mm. You know, somebody got to tell a lie.
Yeah.
How are you today? Fine. You can't tell everybody what's wrong with you every day. Don't nobody want to be around you.
They don't want to hear that.
And they don't care.
So
lie.
Deep down. Hey, man, how's everything going? Man, everything's great.
Fantastic.
That's how you maintain relationships. That lie right there, don't y'all think that lie is acceptable?
It works. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
Shirley, ask me a series of questions, and I'm going to show you an appropriate lie for anything.
Steve, how much money do you have?
Oh, man, I got enough to hang in there with.
Steve, how tall are you?
Huh?
How tall are you?
Oh, you know, I'm at that, you know, I'm over average, man. I ain't tall as I want to be, you know. Like, if I was 6'9", I'd have been in the league.
Why you just can't say how tall you are? What's all
you know,
that?
Because I got to wait and see what question two is. See, why you asking me how tall I am?
That's a question.
Yeah. What
I'm just telling you how we do it.
What size shoe do you wear, Steve?
Ooh, last time, let me see.
Last time, you growing?
Last time I tried on a shoe. Last time I measured.
Just one size.
Yeah. I was growing, man. It was like I had it like 11 in 11th grade.
Yeah.
Man, ain't no telling where it is now, because I'm 60. I know good and hell well I don't wear no 60.
When's your birthday? When will you be 61?
Oh, in a little while, you know.
In a little while.
You could be in the White House.
You know, just right after Christ.
Uh-huh. Right after Christmas.
And then there was Steve.
Right. Yeah. You could be in the White House for sure.
Easily, man.
Uh-huh.
Now ask me questions and I just give you direct lies.
What kind of car do you drive, Steve?
I ain't got no car.
How many kids do you have?
Kids, two.
Wait.
How many times have you been married?
That's say it all right there. That whistle say it all.
Yeah, you don't have to say another word.
Once.
That meant something to you.
Just once.
All right, listen, coming up something funny. We're going to talk about what's something your parents did when you were a kid that a parent could never do today. All right, we'll be back at 32 after.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here's a question for something funny, Steve. What's something your parents did when you were a kid that nowadays moms and dads could never get away with.
Beat me on aisle number 8 at the grocery store in front of people.
That's where it went down.
That's where it went
down. In front of people.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, what is the saying?
Didn't give a damn, man. You, what?
You get blow up again. Where you blow up. What's the saying? You get
show where out, you show out, up, that's where you get worked out.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
at the school, second grade, in front of the whole class.
What?
Right, got my ass tore out.
She came up there?
Up there.
Wow.
Well, you know how it is when they get off their job.
Yeah.
And come holler at you.
So what'd she do, Tom? She kicked that door open?
I was cutting up. The lady had been telling her I've been cutting up.
Right.
So I guess my mama dropped me off and decided not even to go to work yet. And just stood there by the door and waited for me to cut up. As soon as I started.
Here it is. It is right here. Uh-huh. My mama came up to the school, gave all my teachers permission to paddle me, then gave them her house number and called me so when you get home, I can show you how it really supposed to go.
Whoa.
Double. Man. Double beatings. Double. Yeah. Man.
Sunday morning service.
Come on.
While the choir singing so they can't hear me. Do they see what's going on in that pew back there? This boy's over there hollering.
They thought you were praising the Lord.
Yeah, because she is out here weighing me out.
He'll show, he'll say.
Yeah.
Don't he know it?
He'll wait, say.
At church care.
Yeah.
That's where.
While the choir sang. That's so they can't hear me.
That's where Won't He Do It started.
Yeah. That's where they do. Won't she do it?
Yeah. My mama sent me to school one time. With the exact same thing in my lunch bag for 6 months.
Oh.
What do you mean, the same lunch?
That was
the exact same damn thing. Because I told her I don't eat no tuna fish, okay? Watch this. If you don't, you're going to starve.
Eat everything in this
cupboard.
Bare
minimum. Yeah. The bare minimum.
Wow.
Yeah. I've been in the junior choir, and my mama said something to me, and I mumbled something. I got hit
from the choir stands.
I'm in the choir stand, and she said something, and I mumbled underneath my breath while we up in the choir stand. I'm thinking, you know,
she read them.
You way over there in pew number 5.
Yeah, yeah.
Got hit with a hymn book on target.
Nailed
in
it
church?
Straight in the face.
Don't play.
My mama could have actually quarterbacked for Cleveland. I'm just trying to tell you.
The girl got skills.
What?
I was eating some candy in church. My mama visibly choked the candy out of my mouth. I'm talking about two hands.
Wow.
Till it came out. Get it out your mouth. But shaking me though. But in a pew in front of people.
Yeah, you couldn't do that.
You can't do none of this.
You can't do it today.
You couldn't. And parents, that's what we're talking about. Things that parents did when we were kids that they could never get away with.
A switch. Pull over and get a switch.
You can't do that.
Yeah, Tommy. Get out, pick it. Clean it off, bring it here, and I'm going to beat you with it.
That's too much work.
You know how long it takes to get that switch?
Ass whipping with an extension cord.
Can't do that.
All this is abuse now.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Classified abuse. I watched my sister call CPS on my mom, and they came over there.
Child Protective Services?
She beat her in front of them. They're like, there's no problems here.
You call them people.
Yeah.
Call them.
Oh, you want to call the people. Oh, yeah, I'm going to give y'all a show. Hold on. That lady from CPS said, well, there's no problems here.
Case closed. Case closed.
They left.
Wow. Ooh, you guys.
Man.
You can't do that. They be a
You can't do it. I mean, these days, the kids is just, I think our parenting styles are different, too. You know what I mean? It's like, these kids, they get away with so much. Tasha came home from school. She had a bad day. She slammed her book bag down. I didn't know what to do.
Well, yeah, because been in that book bag.
Did you see what I'm saying? Because if I had done that, my mama would have knocked me
you
out.
You slamming book bags down like you buying book bags.
Yeah.
Oh, you buying book bags now. You wants to tear the book bag up.
You know it, Steve.
Didn't your parents take the door off the hinge?
I slammed that door so hard.
Uh-huh.
My daddy said, so we slamming doors, huh?
Uh-huh.
Took the whole door off the hinge. People come by a visit, just passing by my door.
And I
stayed in my room as a kid. I ain't got no privacy now. My dad left that door off for about 3 months.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Taught you a lesson.
Yeah, man.
Uh-huh. Man, parenting is different.
Now, here my daddy was. I'm right. He done called me. Obviously, I took too long getting there. He's standing on the side of the house. I ride my bike past the chimney. His ass pushed me off.
Like a bully.
I said, hold up, y'all. Dog, how you do that to your son?
Your own son.
I'm talking about push me hard.
Yeah.
Well, nothing, wasn't no way I could have kept my balance. Yeah. The wheel ain't even wobble.
Right.
Oh, man.
He pushed. I went straight down. My daddy was strong.
Wow. Man,
that's funny.
These kids today have no idea.
Take your time
I'm
coming up
you.
Here.
They have no
got me
idea.
Out here in this yard waiting on you.
What do you do, Steve?
You just ride by with no clue, though. Yeah.
I'm riding up the driveway. He's standing behind the chimney. Soon as I got by that chimney, he stuck it stiff black arm out and knocked my ass straight down. My bike ain't even wobble. I went straight to the ground. Cut my little arm up and everything. So you going to sit up and have me sitting up in here waiting on you like I got all damn day. Oh, now get up and get that tar bucket so we can finish this driveway.
Wow.
Hey, I was in the car with my daddy. You know how the car, you know how the door is not shut all the way? You need to kind of open it and shut it?
Yeah.
So it'll be, you know, because I'm hearing it jingle a little bit. And I ain't but 5 or 6. Uh-huh. But I didn't see grown people when the door ain't closed. You know, they open it and close.
Right, right, right.
But we riding down the street. He probably going about 35. That ain't really that fast. I open that door and close, you know, like I'm grown.
Uh-huh.
Pulled over. The hell you open that door for? I say, Dad, it wasn't. I got hit every direction you could possibly think of.
Was he driving?
While he was driving.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I thought.
Then he stopped.
Has skills.
You wasn't even wearing seat belts back then.
Right.
No,
you know what
no,
mean?
No.
We were just
no.
So when he stopped, he still gave me that arm seat belt and threw my ass back.
Man,
I'm from that point on, I don't think I opened the door no more. I got out on his side. I did. Did open the door.
He was buckled in already.
Nephew Tommy's run that prank back right after this.
Your dad is so bad.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with today's national news. But up next, it's the nephew and run that prank back.
Raymond in the closet.
My all time. Raymond. And then the stuttering dude. My two all-time favorites.
Well, I'm going to run that the next hour. The stuttering dude.
Man, the stuttering dude. They're my all-time favorites. Raymond and that dude that stutter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Leonard.
The man.
Leonard. The margarita machine is off the chain.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here you go, Raymond.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, who there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, barely. Who is there?
This Raymond.
Man, speak up. I can't hear you. Who?
This is Raymond.
Man, speak up. I can't hear you. Who is this?
Raymond. Raymond.
Raymond.
Veranda is my sister.
Veranda, brother?
Yes.
What's up? What's up, man? What's up?
Somebody done broke in the house. They in the house right now. I'm in the
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Man, I barely can hear you. What you saying? Somebody done what?
Somebody done broke in the house.
Well, why in the hell are you whispering?
Because they in the house right now. I'm scared.
Wait a minute. You saying somebody done broke in the house and they still in there?
Somebody done broke in the house. I'm in the house now.
Hold on. Wait a minute. You saying somebody done broke into your damn house and they still in there?
Yes.
What the you doing sitting up in there? Why you ain't call the police?
I'm in the closet and I'm trying to get somebody to...
Hold on.
I don't know what to do.
Man, you saying somebody in the... house in your damn house right now?
I don't know what to do.
Oh, this up. Okay, where you live at? Where you live at?
I'm on 36th Street.
Because I'm at 32 and a half. You know what? Hold on. I'm finna call the laws.
Wait a minute.
Man, you know what? What?
Wait a minute. Don't call the police.
You send your in a house, somebody finna sitting up here finna kill you, and you talking about you don't want them arrested?
We got some illegal stuff in the Don't call nobody.
Wait a minute. Wait. Now, you saying, hold on. You saying don't call the damn law. You have some what in the house?
Don't call nobody because we got it. I got illegal stuff in the house. Don't do it.
Man, what the you got in the house? Man, you know what? This is bad, Doc. You know what? You send your up in there. That's probably why they in the house. Now, you done set your up in the house. That's who in there now. That's, I guarantee you that. What you got in there?
I can't say it. I can't say it. I just want you to help me.
You know what, man? Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you the best thing to do. Even though the people in your house right now, you need to just let me call. Man, you need to let me call the damn law. I'm going to tell you right now, you can't get your money.
Don't do that. Don't call.
But you know what, man? I'm going to tell you that. You don't stay down there. I'm going to tell you now. I can call the law. I can call the law. Hold on. I can get my wife to call right now.
Don't call her, please. Don't call her. Because it's too much illegal stuff in the house. Don't do it, please. Don't call the police.
Man, but I'm going to tell you something, man. Honestly, I can't do a thing because I ain't going to go down there. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This fool sitting up here telling me don't even call the damn law. You know what, man? Look at here, Doc. I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't going to go down there. I'm going to tell you right down now. You know what? Now, first thing I'm going to tell you now. Now, I ain't going to take my down there. First of all, they may be tapping my damn line. And I ain't got to do with this. You're going to get your killed on
y'all.
They don't.
Doc,
listen. Man, look. I can call 911. Hold on. Baby, look, go ahead and call her. Because you know what? You're finna get your killed out now.
They don't know who you are.
You know what? And I ain't finna stay on the phone with your so they can find out. Because you know what?
Wait,
I can call her out. I ain't getting in that. Man, you must be a damn fool. I ain't finna get in that one. So I'm gonna tell you what you can do. Doc, I call the law. I'm finna have my wife right now. You know what? You may not like it now, but you appreciate me later. Because you know what? You're finna get your monkey ass.
Wait a minute. Just whisper that. I think they outside.
Man, you know what? This is some crazy Doc, you done set your up.
Don't say nothing.
I'm going to call your sister for one. She's sitting up there talking about not calling the damn law. Damn fool. You better keep your monk ass in that closet. I'm going to tell you right now, you're a damn fool. You walk out because I'm going to tell you now, they sure going to kill your stupid man, you know what? I ain't going to lie to you, man. The only thing I can tell you, damn I can call the law. You finna go down. And I'm going to tell you now, I ain't going down with you. I don't know why you really even call me unless you want some help. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't finna jeopardize myself nor my damn family over your around here. The only thing I can do, I can help you out in one way. I can call the law. Now, my wife's got a cell phone. What you want me to do?
Will you come get me?
You must be a damn fool. I'm not. Hell no, I ain't going down. But I ain't going. You know what, man? Look. I can't get in that. And my wife done already called the police. I'm going to tell you right now, they finna come.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Shut your damn mouth. Shut up. Shut up.
Can you
shut your damn mouth right now?
Can you hear me?
Shut up. They don't know when to hush. That's why they gonna shoot the shit out of him. Don't peek out that damn door.
Can I say something?
Man, you need to shut your damn mouth.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know what?
You just got pranked by
man,
your boy
y'all
Wendell. You just got got pranked.
Boy, y'all some dirty. I know damn well, man.
Dog, you just got pranked by your boy Wendell, man.
I'm sweating like hell sitting up in this damn house with drawers on, man. And you sit up here want to play with... Man, look at here, boy. I'm sweating like hell.
Why are you sweating?
You was finna die because I damn sure no one's finna come down to the house. That's for sure.
I know you weren't coming to the house. I heard it in your voice. I said, okay, you know what? He ain't coming to get me.
Man, I'm sitting up here right now. Man, I might need to take off from work, boy. I'm sweating like hell sitting up in here, Doug.
Hey, let me ask you something, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Can't be nobody but the Steve Harvey's Morning Show with none other than Nephew Tommy with his crazy.
There it is, baby. Raymond in the closet.
Shut your damn mouth.
That is Steve's favorite.
I know it.
But this is what I love.
I can't do nothing for you. I can't come down now. I can't do nothing for you. I call it law.
That's it.
What you want me to do?
What you want me to do? I call law right now.
And I think you love it. We talked about it yesterday so much because you can see it. It's the visual.
No.
Yeah.
You
can hear all Steve it. Is a storyteller. Uh-huh. That's why he.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's my daddy sitting on the edge of the couch in the edge of the bed in some drawers with a cell phone. Trying to help this boy, but not really, though.
Right.
What you know is I'm not coming down there.
But I love this. Who is this? Veronica brother. Not Veronica's brother.
hey, won't he do it? Prank phone call CD. You can get it at Walmart right now. The best stocking stuffer you can get. I'm in over 400 Walmarts across the country. Won't he do it? Go in there to Walmart and ask somebody one of them vests on. Won't he do it? Nephew Tommy, Prank CD. They got it over there.
You love pranking church people.
Why not? They're the best ones. And here's the trip part.
What?
Church people don't want the beeps on the CD.
What?
They don't want the beeps. They want to hear the cussing. I done had a couple pastors tell me, hey, Tommy, is it possible to get me one without all the beeps in it?
Hey, man.
My. I'd like
to get because, that. Man, look, it's real.
It's real. It's a real
reaction.
You ain't
got the cuss to know that cussing is funny. Dog, you know how many preachers used to come to my show and be bent over
like. I know it.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, the NFL $89 million bribe to stop kneeling did not work. Plus, Miss Ann will be here with today's national news and headlines.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, the NFL's attempt to, quote unquote, bribe players to stop kneeling and protesting has failed. In case you missed this, it was reported last week that the league offered to contribute $89 million over 7 years to two organizations that would fund causes, within the African-American community. The player coalition could choose which organization benefited from the donations. The league hoped their gesture would stop the players from protesting, and what they're protesting for, again, is inequality. Okay, nothing else but that.
That's right.
During the anthem. But the deal apparently didn't work since Russell Okung, Marshawn Lynch, and several other players silently demonstrated during last week's and this week's games. Reportedly, some players felt the NFL would just allocate the money in ways that would ultimately benefit the league, like funding public service announcements that basically advertise the organization. Other players felt like the payoff was a bribe and was not worth selling out. That's what they said it would be if they stopped kneeling.
Love it. Yeah. Stay strong together, baby.
Yeah, especially Steve Russell. What's his last
name,
Sean? Okung from the Chargers. He was also mentioning Colin Kaepernick. You know, he's still blackballed from the NFL.
Yeah,
so it's
and you know he is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No
with
matter
the
what
lack
they say.
Of ineffective quarterbacks. Why this man is not even given a chance is because they have gotten together and decided to take him out the league and punish him, make an example out of this young man for standing up for his human basic rights to protest in the United States. This hypocritical mess that they pulling. And they always want to stand there like the NFL. NFL ain't that righteous.
Yeah, and then to flip it, you know, why they're kneeling to say that they're disrespecting our troops and disrespecting
has
the flag.
Nothing to do with
nothing.
So it was an attempt at hush money. Like, here's the money, now stand up.
Well, I'm
extremely proud of the men of the NFL.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
For standing for something. Yeah, I'm extremely proud of that.
Yeah. And you know what, though? I want Colin Kaepernick to get a job. I really do. But, I mean, I think this is bigger than he is, and I think he's going to be all right. He's going to be all right eventually. It's hard now. It's rough right now.
I just wanted to play. How many years have gone by, though?
Yeah, because he's 30, you know, right now. I mean, he took his team to the Super Bowl. Come on, he's a great player.
And he sacrificed. This was his dream. This
absolutely.
These boys that get drafted and get in the NFL, these are dream jobs for him. Yep. And this boy has lost his
You can't
his
tell
dream
a dude,
job.
Right. You can't tell this dude he can't play football no more because he don't want no more discrimination.
Right.
That's not right.
You can't tell
it's
us not
wrong.
To discriminate
so
and
wrong.
Kneel.
Yeah.
But the president is a huge part of this, man.
Yes, he is, Steve. Yes, he is.
If he would quit worrying about stuff and run this country the way it's supposed to get ran, if he didn't put such a focus on it.
What a novel idea.
And then call these men sons of bitches. That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, when he insulted them, the protesting got bigger.
Yeah,
when you insulted them like that.
I wasn't surprised at that, though. I was a little bit surprised. But then, you know, after you said you grab a woman by the pee and you steal the president, you made
it.
Nothing.
Then
surprised.
You turn around and say, that's not me on the tape. Whoa. And then Billy Bush tweeted over the weekend and said, Mr. President, it's you.
It was you. It was me and it was you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm out of work.
I'm
you
unemployed. And you working.
And I ain't say nothing.
They tried to flip that, saying, Billy Bush is trying to make a comeback now. That's why he... Well,
What he supposed to do? Lay down and die?
He doesn't deserve to have a job, too? Come on. Hey, yeah, man, this is ridiculous.
Billy Bush should be given another chance, just like Donald Trump was given a chance.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
He should.
Yeah. All right, Steve, we got to move on. Please introduce.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's here, our very own Miss Ann Tripp.
Thanks, and I'm going to get to something like that before the end of this cast. Thanks, everybody. This is Ann Tripp. The congressional seat representing Detroit is open for the first time in over 50 years because Representative John Conyers retired yesterday in the wake of accusations of sexual improprieties. And since he still denied yesterday on Detroit's Mildred Gaddis radio show, as he nevertheless said, I'm done.
They are not accurate. They're not true. And I can't explain where they came from. I am retiring today.
And the 88-year-old addressed his legacy.
My legacy will continue through my children, and especially in my oldest boy, John Conyers III, who incidentally I endorsed to replace me in my seat in Congress.
Now, John Conyers III is 27 and has never held public office. However, a grandnephew of Conyers, Ian Conyers, is 29, and he's currently a state senator. He's also expressed interest in running for that seat. California Governor Jerry Brown's declared a state of emergency about 60 miles northwest of Los Angeles in Ventura County because of a fast-moving blaze. Tens of thousands of residents have been forced to evacuate. Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore has now the open support of both the Republican Party and the president in his bid for the U.S. Senate seat, most recently held by U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Although Moore is basically accused of being a child molester, that's apparently better than being a Democrat, according to the president. And Beyonce presented Colin Kaepernick yesterday with Sports Illustrated Muhammad Ali Legacy Award.
It's been said that racism is so American that when we protest racism, some assume we're protesting America. So let's be very clear. Colin has always been very respectful. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so proud and humbled to present the Muhammad Ali Legacy Award to Colin Kaepernick.
I accept this award knowing that the legacy of Muhammad Ali is that of a champion of the people. I accept this award not for myself, but on behalf of the people. Because if it were not for my love for the people, I would not have protested. With or without the NFL's platform, I will continue to work for the people. Because my platform is the people.
Again, that was Colin Kaepernick last night being presented the Sports Illustrated Muhammad Ali Legacy Award last night. And Beyonce did the honors, and she did a good job. Eugene the Butterfly, 20 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, it is your turn alone to introduce the butterfly. Let's go.
Eugene.
No.
Good. It's okay. It's okay. Good morning, everyone. Stephen, Shirley, Carla, Junior,
hey, Butterfly.
Tommy, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Butterfly.
Baby, let's get down to business.
Okay. What has happened?
Today is the day is going down. There is a race between Junior and Tommy.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. They're running 50 yards. I am so torn because I want to root for Junior. I want to stand on the sideline and root for Junior. Mm-hmm. But I got to be inside this damn body that he's finna take to the extreme. You know what I'm saying? It's just too much.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So now
that's
I gotta
a lot, Eugene.
It's way too much. Cause I wanted to root for you, Junior. I was gonna have my pom-poms and all my stuff. Cause you know, we was friends in the dressing room a lot when we was on tour together. So, you know, that's my friend. So,
right. That's kind of disloyal, though, don't you think?
Well, no. No,
you
no.
Because if it wasn't for Tommy, there'd be no you, Butterfly.
That's kinda,
you
know that's what
she's saying. You know what? I get where y'all coming from. But if it wasn't for Tommy, I wouldn't be out here trying to run no damn 50 yards either. Why am I in this? Why am I caught up in the middle of 50 yards?
So tell everybody about the big race. What's
so happening? That was a race that was supposed to happen a year or so ago between Tommy and Junior.
Yeah, at the hoodies last year.
It never did happen. Mm-hmm. So Steve brought it up last week. So now it's happening. It's back on. The race is on. All right.
And so, Steve, it's today, right?
It's today.
Yeah,
it's right after the show.
Work?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
So, what I'm trying to say is I really wanted to get out there and root for Junior and just be on the sideline and say, go, Junior, go, Junior, go, Junior, go. Exactly. And I had a whole bunch of tears and stuff I was going to put together. You know, 2, 4, 6, 8, hope that we appreciate Junior. Junior. Junior.
Last time you been to
cheer. Oh, they don't do it no
more. Yeah, this is a cheer mom.
No, they don't count down like that. No. Yeah. That's way you 1970 chitly like that's what you do.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, help me with the cheers. Okay. Anyway, Junior.
Yeah, man.
I think you're finna go out there and do the damn thing. I really, really do.
You do, Bob?
I appreciate that, Eugene. That gives me three people now.
Thank you. Well, I'm one of them.
Moving up.
I am
Junior, we're not against you.
No, Shirley.
Shirley, you really did not.
Y'all
you
have
did
laid
not
y'all
support.
Sword.
Yeah, they did.
If you're not over here, then
they ain't
you?
Vote. That's
no,
right.
I'm for Tommy. I always said that. I'm with Tommy.
Oh, yeah, you said it.
I definitely said it. I'm with Tommy. But
ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, little Team Tommy, Team Junior. Ain't nothing wrong
with Team Tommy Carla with Team Tommy,
yeah,
J. Anthony Brown, team Tommy,
Cat Dog,
Team Tommy.
I am Team Junior.
We have never, ever in the years that we've known Junior, ever heard him say anything about running. Anything.
That's why I'm voting on him, cause Tommy is 50.
Junior, I want to stretch you before you start running. We'll talk about it when we come back, Junior.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are. Back talking about this race again. Okay.
Set the stage.
The show is divided. I mean, it really is between Team Tommy and Team Junior. So, Steve, go ahead.
Can I say something? It's lopsided.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Steve.
It's lopsided.
I think it's...
What? No, it ain't no even.
You think it's lopsided?
Eugene don't count. He ain't nobody.
No,
he's so stupid.
No, you're not going to say I'm not nobody now. You're not going to do that.
No, I just said it.
Oh, you offended him.
Okay, because
I just said it. As soon as the race starts, you ain't going to be here.
I put some tights on and race you, player.
Listen to me, boy.
I don't race nobody.
Ooh, I hate that.
I don't race nobody. My race days been over.
So what you want to do? You want to do some dumbbells?
I thought you hated it
okay,
when you
called now that you, okay, now listen to me. Eugene and Tommy combined, you can't outlift me.
You want to do some dumbbells? What you want to do?
Yeah, Eugene and Tommy combined, you're not strong as me.
Okay, then let's get a
you're not strong as me. Well, let's quit talking about this before you get your ass really in bad.
Let's wrestle then.
You can't do that.
I bet you tap out.
You can't do that. You can't do nothing with me concerning no form of
fighting.
Once
we get to grappling and we get on that flow together.
Grappling and you're going to get twisted up so hard. You have no idea what I know about fighting. You better not grab me.
Well, I will. Let's get ready to rumble.
Wow, this is even more interesting. Okay, we got Tommy and Junior.
Fat, boa wearing. High booty heavy.
See, that's why you think ain't nobody whoop. You think that. See, you're going to let that boa
you. Ain't
going
to whoop me. Hey, listen to me. It ain't that I think nobody
don't get
can.
Choked with that boa.
You not going to
I love
whoop
it, Eugene. Don't bag that.
I'm not scared
you
enough, Steve.
You not going to whoop me.
Okay, well.
I've been doing Pilates.
I'm strong.
I'm from the hood. You're going to get stoned. Don't slip. That's all I got to say. Fight
don't,
over. Don't slip.
Fall.
Don't fall.
Don't fall.
Don't fall and don't
that's
try
first,
to take that little leopard jacket off.
That's the first rule.
Don't fall
fight.
And don't try to take your jacket
right,
off.
Don't get
either
punched.
One of them openings, I'm
don't
going.
Get punched in your kidney because that's the first place that'll make you go down, right in your kidney.
You ain't even going to get round to the kidney without losing your whole jaw.
Hey, let me tell you something. First of all, I'm going
to
run.
You already ain't got no jawline.
I'm going to run
know
full
if you turn
speed
sideways
and jump up on your neck and pull you to the ground. I promise
you.
You
do what?
Okay, that's race number two, though. Let's get back.
No, we're not going to race.
Yeah,
let's talk about race number one today.
Race number one. Let's talk about that. Chill out, Eugene.
That's happening today.
Bye, Eugene. Yeah. Bye, butterfly.
Here's the deal. Junior and Tommy are racing today in a 50-yard dash.
Uh-huh.
The bet is
the audience applauded that.
$1,000.
Uh-uh.
Oh, it's $5,000.
It's up to $5,000.
It's $5,000. And Tommy's supposed to bring cash. I told Junior Tommy wasn't bringing $5,000 cash.
What?
Because your ass cheap.
I got $5,000.
And where you going to get $5,000 cash from with an ATM card?
I can go to the bank and get
$5,000. Okay, so the $5,000 is at stake.
Going to charity.
The race will be on NBC Universal Live.
Oh.
Right after the show.
Okay.
Today.
Yeah. So we're all going out.
We're going up there. I already got the little lot mapped off in the back.
Okay.
We're going to pace off 50 yards. And I'm going to film it.
And we're going to film
it. You have to film it.
Got
to
film
on an iPhone. I'm going to have several.
You're going to film
it
on
so
the
we
iPhone.
Can have it.
But we on
all
the,
angles.
But we on the big lot.
On the movie lot. TV lot. What?
We don't need all that. This race ain't that long.
Got
bringing
iPhone,
all them cameras out
got
here.
Got iPhone X's.
Yeah.
We got all that.
Go out
that
here for all this for 6 seconds. And
this is a hood race.
I got a sideline bet with Shirley, Carla, and Kat of
$5.
I got $5 on Junior.
Ooh-wee.
Ooh. Ooh. Junior, have you been training, getting in shape for this, or you just going to go out there cold?
I ain't did nothing.
See.
Yeah.
And Tommy runs all the time.
Junior, let me tell you something. But let me tell you something. I run all the time. But let me tell you something. Junior lying. Ever since we started talking about we've been doing this race, Junior the ass ran somewhere. He done ran to the store. He done something. Junior ain't just.
So, Junior, are you lying?
Yeah, Junior lying. Junior done ran. Junior done.
You sound like you lying right there.
Yeah, he lying.
That's not
He from Houston.
I've been eating steak every night, laid up with ice cream. No. I woke up in the morning with Bluebell box in my bed.
Junior done ran to the store. Junior done got on a treadmill. Junior done something.
All right, when we come back from the break at 34 after.
Anybody wants to bet me more than $5?
Tommy? You heard him?
Yeah, I wait on you to come back after this break. Tell me what you want to do.
All right, coming up next, the nephew's prank phone call.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. You do not want to miss that. But you do not want to miss this either, nephew's prank phone call. Is it the one we think it's going to be?
No, which one it is.
See, right there.
The stutter.
This is for Steve. This is for you, Steve. Yeah,
it's the stubborn Come stutter on, boy. Man.
Hello. Hello, this Leonard from Party Rentals. Is Jason now?
This is me, man. What's up?
You they got you down as a secondary contact.
Hey, man, don't call here playing on my phone, man. What's up, doc?
Ain't nobody playing. You got a your sister named and she got a she got some party stuff she rented. I'm trying to make sure she
Hey, look, if you try to make fun of me, dog, I could come down and whoop your ass. I ain't playing, man.
I don't
be calling you for messing with. I ain't got time for that.
Ain't nobody messing with you. I'm trying to make sure y'all get the order. Did y'all order tables, chairs, margarita machine, and tablecloth, and then I got two tents. Two tents on here.
We doing the party and we got our next name, man. But
okay.
I'm telling you.
So now, I just want to go over the order with you. I got eight tables. Is that right?
Yeah. That's right.
Okay. Now,
hold up. What's your name?
My name Leonard, and I'm with Party Rentals. I'm trying to make sure that we trying to confirm the order. We don't.
Leonard, whatever your name is, I swear for the Lord, I'm gonna come down there. I'm gonna ask for you, and if you don't have no speech impediment. I'm with your. I'm just letting you know. Hold up! Don't cut me off, dog. Now that I got that on the table. Now go ahead with the order. Now yeah, we ordered the tables and the chairs. So
she got eight chairs per table. Eight chairs. To go with each table. Okay, so that's 64.
Hold up. I think she got the order paper right here. Wait, let me see right quick. All right, you say eight tables.
Eight
chairs to the table. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
64 chairs, right?
Let me see, eight, one, two,
three,
Yeah.
Okay, now I got a margarita machine. How many was y'all supposed to get?
For the margarita machine, we got two.
Damn, you're worse than mine. Let's see, two fuckery machines.
Fuck you, Leonard. Like, keep going.
Now, y'all got tablecloths too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, the tablecloths on every table?
Yeah.
Okay, now y'all got tents. So, how many tents is supposed to be?
I don't know. It just say tents on here. How many tents y'all normally go with?
Probably with this many tables, you're gonna need about at least 3 tents. You want me to put it down for 3?
No, put it down for 2, man. Cause I already know these bougie women in my family, all of them ain't gonna be outside no way.
Okay.
So this put two down
there. 2 tents. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Now I got 8 tables. I got 6 fold chairs, two margarita machine, tablecloths on all of them, and then 2 tents. Right.
Right.
Now the drop off gonna be Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. So somebody gonna be there?
Yeah. I'm gonna be here. I got laid off. I ain't got nothing else to do. I'll be right here.
Okay. Cool. Let's see. Jason, I'm gonna need the full address from you.
All right. Y'all ain't got that.
Let me look and see. Yeah, we got it. Okay. One more thing that I ain't told you.
What we didn't cover everything on the list, man.
Okay, but one thing I ain't told you.
What? Come on.
This nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, your sister got me the prank.
What y'all think?
You used to stutter, Steve.
No, I stuttered bad. Like worse than him.
Yeah. My husband stuttered, and he told me to tell Tommy he's going to kick his ass.
Man, that's funny. If I find out you
But can stutter. I tell you something, man?
Say
you
it.
Can stop stuttering. Mm. It's a mental thing. It's nothing physically wrong with people who stutter. Mm-hmm. I've helped so many boys that come to my camp, man. It's easier to teach a child than an adult because children just want to stop stuttering, so they just believe you. And they just do the exercises. The problem that stutterers have when they go to counselors is that the speech therapists that they go to have never stuttered.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
how do you
saying.
Fix mm-hmm. a mental thing That's and right. you don't know what's causing the mental thing?
What caused yours?
Eye contact and insecurity.
Oh, boy, did you overcome.
Wow. See, so many people was waiting on me to stutter. I learned how to say the stuff to my... Every time somebody asks me something, I say it to myself 3 times before I answer. Mm-hmm. And then I say it without making eye contact. Because if you ask people who stutter, do they stutter when they read? Nope. Mm-hmm. Do they stutter when they're in the mirror talking to themselves? Nope. That's okay. How you know.
All right.
It's so mental, man. I could help so many people.
Golly. I think really you just did just now.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Coming
up. How about
up,
a stuttering camp? He can have a stutter. He got the.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll talk about the Alabama Senate race. Oh, boy. It's next Tuesday. Plus, today's Strawberry Letter is on deck.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up next, today's crazy Strawberry Letter. But before we get to the letter, listen, despite numerous accusations of misconduct and unwanted sexual advances made against Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore, including advances allegedly made toward teenage girls, the White House has made it
official.
Say
kids.
Teenage
kids. See, say kids. Mm-hmm. You're not 18. That's a kid.
Well, in Alabama, I think you have to be 16.
I don't give a damn where you at. That's a child.
Absolutely.
Now, because you got some little hillbilly-ass rule down here, yeah, that don't make it right.
It don't.
It's still a child.
He 32.
The hell he talking to 16, 17-year-old kid,
yeah,
for?
Yeah, yeah.
Your old ass at the mall. That's why he got banned from the mall.
Mm-hmm. The White House has made it official, Steve. President Trump is endorsing Roy Moore. The president had a positive call with Judge Roy Moore. The White House said in a statement they discussed the state of Alabama Senate race, the Senate race, and the president endorsed George Moore's campaign. There
How
you
close
go.
Is the race?
It's very close.
It's tight.
Very, very close.
This These are the types of things race. That President Obama had begged us to do.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To mm-hmm. vote in off-election years that did not concern the presidency. Mm-hmm. He begged us.
Yeah.
Because he knew the importance of controlling seats in the House and the Senate.
Right, right.
You have an opportunity in the state of Alabama to say, wait a minute, man, hold up. Now, listen, you made one mistake. You let a man get in the White House who distinctly said he would grab women by the pee.
Yep.
Okay, now that didn't bother you, but how do you overlook the accusations of a man molesting children? I'm seriously, man, trying to understand, where are we now? Are we so concerned with the political process that we don't even care about our children anymore? Are you kidding me, man? Are you really kidding me? You know, damn this law in Alabama. Do you all understand that ain't right? Okay, you a father and you a mother. Your baby's 16. Here come the 32-year-old dinner dude over for dinner. What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, man, let me tell you something.
Spoken Lloyd like a was true 15. Father, Steve. Like a true father.
No, I'm just trying to tell you, it can't happen. Lloyd was 15. She got a little gown on. It was a little formal event. I got a tuxedo. I said, I'm going to the bathroom. I'll go with you and wait in the hallway, Dad. Okay, cool. I come out. It's three dudes standing around wanting to take pictures with her because she's so fine. I told her, man, she ain't taking no picture. Sir, it's just a picture. I told you, she ain't taking no picture with y'all old ass. All these grown-ass women in here, go in there and take some pictures. Some fine chicks in there. Go take some pictures with them. What you talking to the 15-year-old for? So now, I'm asking the voters of Alabama, does it matter so much that seat in the Senate, that it's okay that you're going to overlook this? It's too many of them. This man's name was on a no-fly list at a mall.
Yeah.
I ain't never been on a no-fly list at a mall. Tell us when Steve down.
I can't go in Macy's.
Tell us if you see Steve around the food court.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
It really I ain't is. Never been banned from a strip club. Let's just get really real with it.
Yeah, Steve, Steve is outside of Journeys right now. Steve is outside of Journeys.
And
right.
They have Journeys? Vilified those women.
The shoe store.
Shoe store.
They have vilified those women that came forward.
Yeah.
I mean, really. They they don't believe them. They think they're lying.
No, boy.
Well, they don't. No. They don't believe the
women.
They
don't believe the women at all. But they think the one lady made up the yearbook. All of that, yeah.
Listen to
it's
me.
It's bad. Please get out and vote, too.
Let
listen to me.
Let your voice be heard and vote.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go on.
Yeah.
All right.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Subject, confused with my buddy, in quotation marks. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a divorced mother of twins that runs a successful business. Due to the fact that my company requires a lot of my time, I spend all of my free time with my twin boys. Both of my sons participate in team sports, and I am at all games and practices, as well as very active in their school and educational process. This leaves no time for a real relationship right now. Also, with all the changes that my children have had to endure, I feel that it's best that I shower them with all my time and full attention. I met this very nice gentleman through a good friend, and after several conversations, we agreed to be buddies, again in quotation marks. He also had gone through a divorce, had a business, and similar time constraints as he has custody of his children 4 days a week. We would hook up at lunch every 3 to 4 days. This was working great for 8 months until he started complaining that he felt like a booty call and that he wished my phone calls and conversations were not always a prelude to sex. And hearing it like that, I felt a little bad, so I started calling every so often just to say hi, thinking that this would solve the problem. The opposite occurred. He became distant, so I went back to the original plan. Now he is all over me again and has started complaining again. My feeling is that this buddy situation has ran its course, and I should just let this one go. Steve, you are always right on point when it comes to men. Pardon me. No offense, Shirley. So please advise. Loyal listener confused in Connecticut. Dear loyal listener, you're right on point with this one. Steve is great insight in this man type situations like this. So no offense taken, because I really don't get this one. Your life was fine. You're dealing with your twins, very, very busy. Then you met the nice gentleman and agreed to be buddies with him. Well, what did that mean? Were you guys clear on this, that it would pretty much be what it ended up being, a booty call? There was no love, no closeness, no intimacy, no future discussed. Buddies means friends with benefits to me. This guy had what so many guys dream of, you know, to get to sleep with you with no commitment, no strings attached, and he was complaining about that. Still don't get it. And why were you the one doing all the calling and stuff? You don't sound confused to me. You had already said you didn't have time for a real relationship right now. He does sound confused because he doesn't know what he wants. Mr. Nice Gentleman needs to make up his mind. If he wants to be more than buddies with you, then he should make it plain. Let his sister know, and maybe you guys can work something out. Steve?
Oh, yeah.
Co-cracker.
Co-cracker. Sees the code and about to crack it.
There you go. There you go.
When we come back, Shirley, you exactly on point with what you said, darling. But there are some things that ladies just don't know about men. And I'm finna put you on point right after this.
Got your highlight.
Because I see clearly, I already done it. I already know what he's doing. We only do 3 things. This just one of them.
Hello.
I will explain to you what he's doing and how you can handle it.
All right, Steve is going to have part 2 of his response to today's Strawberry Letter at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve, with your response to part 2 of today's Strawberry Letter.
All right. Confused with my buddy.
Nice buddy.
Dear Steve and Shirley, I'm a divorced mother of twins that runs a successful business. Due to the fact that my company requires a lot of my time, I spend all of my free time with my twin boys. Both of my sons participate in team sports, and I'm at all games and practice as well as very active in their school educational process. This leaves no time for a real relationship right now. Also, with all the changes that my children have had to endure, I feel that it's best that I shower them with all my time and full attention. I met this very nice gentleman through a good friend, and after several conversations, we agreed to be buddies. He also had gone through a divorce, has a business and similar time constraints, and has custody of his children 4 days a week. We would hook up at lunch every 3 to 4 days. This was working great for 8 months until he started complaining that he felt like a booty call, and that he wished my phone calls and conversations were not always a prelude to sex. In hearing it like that, I felt a little bad, so I started calling every so often just to say hi, thinking that this would solve the problem. Well, the opposite occurred. He became distant, so I went back to the original plan. Now he's all over me again and has started complaining again. My feeling is that this buddy situation has run its course and I should just let this one go. Steve, you're always right on point when it comes to men. No offense, Shirley. So please advise. Loyal listener, confused in Connecticut. Well, confused in Connecticut? Let's shut up all this confusion. Cold Cracker sees through this clearly.
Come on, boy.
See, lady, you got a company. You busy, you ain't got time. He got a business. He divorced, you divorced. You got twin boys, he got kids, he got 4 days a week. Everybody busy here. So you met this man through a friend, and you all agreed to become buddies. Now, here's where the confusion comes in at. See, nobody clearly defined buddies for you, ma'am. But let me tell you about men. When we are your buddy, buddy stands for initials. If you spell buddies out, each one of those initials stands for something. Buddies mean we will share some booty with the understanding that it doesn't directly interfere or evolve into anything beyond sex. B is for booty. U is for understanding. D is for doesn't. D is for directly. I is for interfere. E is for evolved. And S is for anything beyond sex.
So when wait. Say that again, dog.
Come on, Code Cracker.
When we want to be your buddy, we want to have some booty with the understanding that it doesn't directly interfere or evolve beyond sex. Buddies is initials for something we want. Oh. Here is where the problem come in when you buddies. The dude done messed around, now you calling him, he getting messed up because he don't want all these conversations to be a prelude to sex. Well, wasn't that the agreement? See, that's what we do to y'all, but what done happened is it's been reversed. Now the man feel like he getting played just for sex. Now, he done came and told you what we created. Men created this now. It's called a booty call. But what done happened is it's been reversed. See, a booty call is cool when you the call up.
Come on now.
But when you the booty, it hurt. Oh, come on now. Cold crack on top of this.
Crack it, Cold Cracker.
See? When you the caller on a booty call, it's cool. But when you the booty, it hurt. Now, old punk hurt. Thought he could come up and be buddies. And now the sexton got so good, now he want more. You ain't giving him more. Now he complaining that he just a booty call.
He catching feelings.
Lady, he want more, but he don't know how. So now you done reversed the script. You done flipped the script. You done said, I tell you what, since that's hurting you, I just call you every now and then. Now he distant. So you go back to the original plan. He all over you again. But then he complaining now. Because, see, the roles have been reversed.
All right, thank you, Steve. You know we got to get out of here. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's letter at My Girl Shirley. Tomorrow, don't forget, the Strawberry Letter After Show live on Facebook, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Please join me there.
Woohoo!
Thanks, Carla. Now, switching gears, Representative John Conyers Jr., we've been waiting to hear from him. He's facing allegations that he sexually harassed former employees. He announced yesterday that he will not seek re-election, okay? He's not going down that road again. Mr. Conyers was the longest-serving member of the House of Representatives.
Wow.
I think he was 88 years old, or he is 88 years old, I should say.
Hey, he's 88?
Oh, man.
Yeah, 88.
Wow. You know what, man? He's done some great things.
Yeah. Yes.
What a legacy. Outside of this, he's done some really, really great things.
Yeah.
for the movement and for this country.
Yes, he has. You are absolutely correct, Steve. Yeah.
Now, I'm saying, ladies, just please understand. I'm just saying outside of this.
Yeah, because this is bad.
He's
this
just
bad.
Done some great things for this country.
Yeah. All right, Ian Conyers, he's 29 now. He is the grandson of Congressman Conyers' brother. He said, young Ian said, that he now plans to run for the seat held by his granduncle. and this is representing the Detroit area, okay? So Ian says he's not resigning. He's going to retire. Young Ian went on to say his doctor advised him that the rigor of another campaign would be too much for him just in terms of his health.
Well, you know, so, man, he's 88. He's had a full run with this Senate stuff.
Yeah.
You know, at 88, I will not be nowhere on TV. I pray to God. Now,
well,
I want to be somewhere
reruns.
Running something.
Yeah.
All right, coming up at 41 after the hour, we'll help parents tame their holiday spending. Sometimes it can get out of hand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve, you know, parents want the holidays to be magical for their kids, and sometimes that can really lead to overdoing it with the gifts. You know, sometimes we overspend because we love our kids so much and we want them to have everything. Oh, yeah. My parents did it. Yeah. We've been, you know, involved in that in every kind of way. So Carla said some moms and dads have found that using the rule of four helps to do that. Now, what is that?
It's like you give your child four gifts, only four gifts, like something they want, you know, something that they can wear, something they can read, and then it's like one more toy, like an educational.
Won't wear, read.
Yeah, and then a desire.
And a toy.
Yeah, like a desire,
okay,
a gift.
Okay, now, let me tell you something. If I'm a baby, if I'm a boy, I don't want nothing to read. Don't buy me no damn
you were
book.
Say that.
No, don't want that.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Okay.
A book?
A book. It don't do nothing. It don't shoot.
It don't do nothing.
I can't chase it. It don't chase me. I can't roll it down the street. I can't ride it.
A book.
So you could make, that's two toys now.
Okay, so you want to
book
is too,
book, replace book with another toy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, where, I'm a little shaky on that because I opened up some boxes, some stuff. Ah, good Lord, I ain't want to wear.
What, like some clothes? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like a damn turtleneck. I've always hated turtleneck.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like. Yeah,
you
well,
should.
We know you should. I know you should.
I hate
him. He said,
really?
He's surprised. That boy can't believe. Who in the hell don't like turtleneck?
I love him, Tommy.
I like a turtleneck.
Listen to the turtle talk.
Turtle got on one right now.
I hated him
when
I was a kid.
I'm just talking about on me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love him on women.
Yeah, oh, you do?
Yeah, I love turtlenecks on women. I just not, I can't stand turtleneck on me, and Tommy can't understand
really?
Me. See, this,
what
he's sitting over there as a turtle.
What he
really,
say,
I just said really.
What'd he say, Steve?
Really? I said, me, I can't stand turtleneck. Really? He took it personal.
Yeah.
Oh, so you don't care for me. Yeah. So now, don't give me nothing to wear.
Okay. Wait, no. Okay, so let's go over the rule again. Something they want, something they need, something to wear, something to read.
No, you said something they want, something to wear, something to read, and a toy.
And or something, that's what the want.
You said want, wear, read, and one toy.
Right. Want, wear, read,
so now listen, I don't want nothing to read, so make that two toys. Don't buy me nothing to wear. Just scratch that off. Now I'm up to three toys. And then what I want is another damn toy. So I got four toys. That's Merry Christmas to me.
So that's the four rule, the four
gifts.
Yeah,
that's the four rules, and I done flipped it into four toys.
That's a boy.
If I can get a wagon, now this one I needed as a boy.
What?
I want a football uniform.
Wow, okay.
A bike.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A wagon, and a basketball.
Oh, you got to get that cap gun, though. You got to get that cap gun.
You buy a cap gun. You can't take it to school. Then you're out of caps.
But you can wear your football uniform to school?
I can play hopscotch with it. I can play four corners with a basketball.
Dodgeball.
I can do a lot with a basketball. play by myself, get this jumper right.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever get these four gifts?
That yeah, you... yeah. I ain't never got them at one time.
Yeah, I was saying one time.
Hell no. A bike and a wagon? So you think we rich?
That's what your daddy said.
Fool, you think we rich?
You don't see these other people in here?
A bike and a wagon.
They got to get something too.
What did you get, Tommy? What are your four?
I got to have a cap gun.
Mm-hmm. Turtleneck. I mean, sorry.
Stay right there, sir.
It's the something
right there,
to wear. It's the four.
If she go too far, I didn't want that to wear.
But
I definitely don't want it now.
Really?
It look like
it might be on your need list.
You know what? To wear, I wanted the Billy the Kid outfit. You know, a jacket and some jeans. They call it Billy the Kid.
Oh, okay. You wanted that.
Yeah, that was tight right there. Made out of tough skin. You know, so you can't tear it up.
Okay.
That right there. That's what you wear. I wanted a big wheel, though. That was the bomb.
Oh, yeah.
Big wheel?
Yeah.
Something you can climb up on.
Be right there. Right there. You're going to get off me, man.
Junior, what'd you want?
No, that's only three things. That's a cap gun, Billy the Kid outfit, and a big wheel.
What's the fourth one?
I get one more?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something to read.
I don't want nothing to read.
Anybody got nothing to read?
I don't want nothing to read. I read the instructions. You know what? An Atari.
Atari. Video game.
Okay. Video game.
Yeah. All right, Junior.
It was just a little ball going back and forth, but it was cold, though.
Uh-huh. The diagonal. And that was all day.
That's so boring.
You can sit there all day and play it, though.
Well, I got high scope.
What about you, Junior?
If I got a bike.
Uh-huh. Yeah, oh, yeah.
That 18 remote control van. The 18.
Oh, the 18.
Oh, 18.
Mr. T.
With Mr. T and him. If I got that the bike. Then I had a Sega Genesis.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Sega.
Yeah.
Yeah, he young.
They had Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson had a game on there, boy.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Michael Jackson had a game on there where
I
you could dance
that
like
stuff
one.
For my kids. Jesus.
You know,
he just
baby.
Throw me into something. A Sega Genesis.
That was a throwback, trying to find that damn
Sega.
They got that on the Wii, though, the Michael Jackson dance game.
Yeah,
that now.
Man.
Oh,
that was my Christmas.
See, the bike was transportation.
You needed that.
Yes.
The wagon was income. That's how I hustled my pop.
Income?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hustled pop bottles.
Put his pop bottles in there.
For return.
The football uniform was just, I got tired of just getting head injuries and stuff. I think that's really what's wrong with me.
Finally, an explanation.
Yeah, basketball was just because I thought I might can get to the league and get rich.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You had to have something in the hood that you possibly could get out of. If I
can
play basketball,
I can
get out of
here.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Better than a cap gun, a Billy the Kid outfit, a big wheel, a damn Atari.
Everything in competition with you guys. Coming up.
Everything just.
My big wheel way better than that wag.
Coming up.
What?
Right
you
or wrong.
You can't hustle pop bottles on a big wheel?
My big wheel way better than that wag. You heard what
ooh,
I said?
Ooh, ooh. All
not
those
the
W's.
Mic.
Yeah. Jesus. All right, we'll be back with Right or Wrong.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go. It is time for Right or Wrong. Steve, please step up and separate these two.
All
Tommy
right,
in one
go.
Corner,
this
Junior in the
part of the show where you find out
how stupid Tommy is.
Well, okay, that's your intro. That's what we're gonna go with. This segment where you find out how stupid Tommy is.
He don't intro the show.
Is that what we're going with?
No, that's what he said. That's what I'm just going to go. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
we'll
just determine who's right or wrong here.
Tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay, cool.
Tell me if I'm right, And he ain't your damn uncle, Junior.
Steve is the judge.
Well, how come if I say uncle, he say huh?
Because he just helping. Just shut up. He ain't in this family. All right, tell him.
Damn.
I'm sorry. Okay. Junior just gets under my damn.
He little tight about that race.
Yeah, I ain't tight about nothing.
Starting to get to you.
No.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here it is. We was talking about saving money and investing money and all of that, right?
Okay.
So I told him, I'm not finna invest my money because you got to go to a broker. Now, why would I go to somebody who broke? You know what I'm saying? Did that make any sense to you?
I like it.
Why would you
like
go to somebody to broke and get him your money to invest?
Hey, Tommy. Why would I go to somebody broker than me?
Yeah.
Exactly. That's it.
That actually makes sense. I like that one.
Okay, so one for Tommy Steele.
Yeah, one for
Tommy.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
All right.
Broker.
Tell Junior Hummingbirds hum because they don't know the words to the song.
Like we do.
Yeah.
Boy. I tried to tell him last night. I said, I got some hummingbirds outside my window. He said, yeah, they be hum. I say they hum, Junior, because they don't know the song, boy.
I like it.
If they knew the song, they would sing the song.
Yeah.
They humming because they don't know the words to the song.
They don't know the lyrics. Right,
Tommy, come.
That's it. Hummingbird.
They don't know how to do that, so they.
That's right.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay, that's two. That's good.
All right, Junior. All right, Junior.
I'm keeping score, Tommy.
This one, he got mad. Nah. Yeah. I told him it's impossible to throw a garbage can away. You can, you know what I'm saying?
I get it. Yeah.
You can't throw a garbage can away.
Right,
where
right.
are you going to where?
Yeah. That ain't good.
That is very good. You have to think
that
about
sucked.
It.
That sucks.
Oh,
I like it. You might
not have seen it. Hell no, you can't throw a garbage can away. Yes, the hell you can. Put it in a bigger garbage can.
Okay, tell him this.
What?
Tell him if you talking to God and he sneezes, you're not supposed to say anything. You're not supposed to say, God bless you. It's him sneezing. Do you get it?
So you can't
really
say.
Really think somebody going to go with you?
You can't say God bless you to God.
Yeah. Oh, so y'all saying he don't get a cold?
No.
Have you heard of God? Anybody told you God? Have you read it anywhere?
Have you read anything wrong with him?
No. Ever.
He's perfect, Tommy.
I know.
But you ever heard about God not showing up late?
It's God allergies, Steve.
Get away!
Yeah. You're two for two.
Yeah.
Now.
Definitely.
You're two
you're gonna
two.
Lose
you
this.
Just, okay, here you go. Last one. Last
I
one.
Hope you ask God about this race.
Two in a row, good ones, and then two losers.
He ain't brought God up about this race. I know.
God already know how that's gonna end, Junior. Ain't nobody worried about
this. Oh, wow.
Okay, here we go. Now he kind of thought about this one, but you know this is where the hang up came at y'all.
Okay.
I said if you and your partner, your wife, your girl, whatever, in a position, and they not doing their part, tell Junior that's 68.
I can't believe
y'all scared, huh?
Wow. I can't. That's why I hung up.
No, that's you down again.
That's a 68.
Two wins and three losses.
That's a 68. I don't care.
The girls couldn't even go with
can
you.
I say it?
They usually just
can
give
I
you
say
a giggle.
Say
no, they thinking about it.
Here it come.
Yeah. Why would you say that?
Man, y'all.
Yeah, well, get mad.
Well, that was 2 out of 5.
2 out of 3. Yeah.
What was your favorite,
2 out of 5.
Steve?
What
was
your
2 out of 5? Stupid he was. Told you.
I know how to do odds, Tommy. It's
what was your favorite?
Oh, I like hummingbirds.
Hummingbird.
Junior. That hummingbird's hum because they don't know words to the song.
What's your all-time favorite from the Right or Wrongs? Does everybody have one? I have two.
What are your two favorites?
Shirley?
One is if you're born in the air, on the airplane.
If you're born on a plane, you are from air. There's no way you can be from L.A. You can't
claim
be from
no
Cleveland.
Yeah,
you're not there. You're in the air. Well, where are you from?
You're from the city where they land, probably.
But you was born in the air.
No, my all-time favorite wasn't on Right or Wrong.
What?
My all-time favorite Tommy line was.
What?
If he win the Powerball for $650 million,
you can't let that go.
He got to find a way to get away from his family.
I ain't no sense of me lying about that.
That is not funny.
It ain't right, but it's real, though.
Yes, it is.
$650 million.
Let me tell you something.
It ain't to buy a house. No. It ain't to get a car.
No.
I got to get away from these other people.
So
how is that funny? How is that?
So I can do this right.
I'm telling you.
I failed to see the humor.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I'm finna stage my death in front of them people. I'm not lying to you. I'm gonna get shot in front of the family.
That's
come on,
okay,
open this casket.
If you were my husband, and you won the Powerball, you could go boo, but I'm gonna get half. So go ahead on.
Absolutely.
Go ahead on.
Okay, cool.
Boy, bye.
Okay, cool.
Boy, bye.
Ain't no problem.
Boy, bye.
He ain't got no problem with that. 350 million left. I still need to be away from everybody.
So
what
go.
I'm going to do with this 350? You don't need to see this.
Bye. I'm good.
Is that 52?
Okay. That's your all-time be here for this. Favorite.
Get rid of me or just ask me who these people is with me when I come to the house.
You bringing them to the house.
Help get our ass some breakfast.
Wow.
Baby, you making breakfast? Can make an extra plate.
Yeah, it'd be an extra plate, all right.
Imani wants some. Get some for Imani.
Okay, I got some for Imani. All right, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Crazy Show, Ignorant Show, hey, baby, right after
hey,
this.
Hey, baby, Trickalicious going to eat little
That's her name.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is Christmas time. We're in the middle of the Christmas holidays, and Steve, your son Jason has something really interesting and fun he wants to tell our audience and let our audience in on.
Now, y'all, listen. My son came to me and said, Dad, I got this idea I want to do for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to him. I thought he was going to ask me for some money, but he didn't.
See?
So he did it on his own, which made me even more proud.
Aw, see there. You go.
Look at so then he told me the idea, and I said, all right, we'll put it together. He's been working on this thing. This guy is so creative. He's probably my most creative son. Jason, this is my second oldest son, y'all. This is Rose and Noah's daddy.
Rose. All right now.
See, this how you get the intro.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, my second oldest son, Jason Harvey.
Hey.
Jason!
What's hey, up, Jason?
That's your intro?
Hey. Hello, hello, hello.
Good morning.
All right, Jay, tell everybody what you done came up with.
Dad, Santa has crash landed.
Santa has crash landed.
He has crash landed, dog, and he has landed in Atlanta, Georgia. A lot of people didn't see it, but I saw it.
Okay.
But I went over there and talked to him, mm-hmm. and I said, man, we got to put something together. You know, you got why you getting your sleigh restored. Let's get something together for these little boys and girls, man. And he said, normally I wouldn't do this, but let's go for it. So we put together this project, and it's called Santa's Crash Pad. Santa has created this nice little crazy little hideout that he has parked and stationed in Glenwood Avenue, 1260 Glenwood Avenue in East Atlanta Village.
Glenwood Avenue, 1260.
1260 Glenwood Avenue, Atlanta, Georgia, 30316. And we wanted to have it where girls and boys could be able to come and have a great time and see Santa Claus and create this unique experience for them at the same time, you know, with Santa creating his own nice little unique pad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we wanted people to be able to come through and have a more of a, how do you say, unique experience, being able to see, you know, the different treasures that he would have in his little home that's, you know, usually at the North Pole. He's tried to create that same kind of little, you know, atmosphere, just trying to put it together really nicely. And he did it inside of a trip.
So people can come, bring their kids, and their kids can see Santa's temporary house that's located in Atlanta, designed especially for kids. And you know how to do this because you got two of them.
That's right.
Creator of Santa's Crash Pad, Steve, 1260 North Glenwood Avenue.
Cute.
Yeah, in Atlanta, 30316.
We're open to the public December 10th through December 26th. Our kickoff day is this Sunday at 2 p.m. to 6 p.m.
December 10th through the 26th?
Uh-huh.
That's it. He's going to stay one extra day after Christmas.
What you don't want is kids having access to Santa after Christmas.
To ask for some more stuff.
Boy, listen to me. Listen to me, son. Shut this down late Christmas Eve. What you cannot do is have hood kids being able to talk to Santa about what they didn't get.
Santa's practice. .com.
All right, everybody, listen to me. For my son, Jason, Rose, and Noah's daddy, go to santascrashpad.com. Santascrashpad.com. And take your kids to Santa's temporary house in Atlanta. It's going to be nice. The boys are creative. He's a genius.
Aw, that's so nice of you to say that about your own, Steve. That's really
very
cool.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, the boy is incredibly gifted at this type of stuff. I don't know where he get it from.
Thank you, Jason. We appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you all. Thank you so much.
Much love, Jason.
Bye, Jason. Jay.
Crash pad. Santa's crash pad.
We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, the NFL's attempt to, quote unquote, bribe players to stop kneeling and protesting has failed. In case you missed this, it was reported last week that the league offered to contribute $89 million over 7 years to two organizations that would fund causes, I should say, within the African-American community. The player coalition could choose which organization benefited from the donations. The league hoped their gesture would stop the players from protesting, and what they're protesting for, again, is inequality. Okay, nothing else but
right.
that
right.
during the anthem. But the deal apparently didn't work, since Russell Okung, Marshawn Lynch, and several other players silently demonstrated during last week's and this week's games. Reportedly, some players felt the NFL would just allocate the money in ways that would ultimately benefit the league, like funding public service announcements that basically advertise the organization. Other players felt like the payoff was a bribe and was not worth selling out. That's what they said it would be if they stopped kneeling.
Love it. Yeah. Stay strong together, baby.
Yeah, especially Steve Russell. What's his last
name, Sean?
Okung from the Chargers. He was also mentioning Colin Kaepernick. You know, he's still blackballed from the NFL.
Yeah,
so it's
not just about right.
Listen, and you know he is.
Yeah.
No
with
matter
the
what
lack
they say.
Of ineffective quarterbacks, why this man is not even given a chance is because they have gotten together and decided to take him out the league and punish him. And make an example out of this young man for standing up for his human basic rights to protest in the United States. This hypocritical mess that they pulling. And they always want to stand there like the NFL. NFL ain't that righteous.
Yeah, and then to flip it, you know, why they're kneeling, to say that they're disrespecting our troops and disrespecting
has
the flag.
Has nothing to do with
nothing,
that. At all.
Nothing.
So it was
nothing.
An attempt at hush money. Like, here's the money, now stand up.
I'm extremely
proud of the men of the NFL.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
For standing for something. Yeah, I'm extremely proud of that. Yeah.
And you know what, though? I want Colin Kaepernick to get a job. I really do. But, I mean, I think this is bigger than he is, and I think he's going to be all right. He's going to be all right eventually. It's hard now. It's rough right now.
I just want him to play. How many years have gone by, though?
Yeah, because he's 30, you know, right now. I mean, he took his team to the Super Bowl. Come on, he's a great player.
And he sacrificed. This was his dream. This
absolutely.
These boys that get drafted and get in the NFL, these are dream jobs for him. Yep. This boy's lost his
You can't
his
tell
dream
a dude,
job.
Right. You can't tell this dude he can't play football no more because he don't want no more discrimination.
Right.
That's not right.
You can't tell
it's
us not
wrong.
To discriminate
it's
and
so
kneel.
Wrong. Yeah.
But the president is a huge part of this, man.
Yes, he is, Steve. Yes, he is.
If he would quit worrying about stuff and run this country the way it's supposed to get ran, if he didn't put such a focus on it.
What a novel idea.
And then call these men sons of bitches. That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, when he insulted them, the protesting got bigger.
Yeah,
when you insulted them like that.
I wasn't surprised at that, though. I was a little bit surprised, but then, you know, you said you grab a woman by the pee, and you steal the president. You made
it.
Nothing.
Then you turn around and say, that's not me on the tape. Whoa. And then Billy Bush tweeted over the weekend and said, Mr. President, it's you.
It was you. It was me, and it was you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm out of work.
I'm unemployed. Yeah. You working.
And I ain't say nothing.
Coming up, the last break of the day, and just one more thing.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we are at the last break of the day. Good show today. Crazy show as always.
Yeah. we talked about a lot today.
Yeah, we did. We got it all in. But just one more thing. Now, the race is today.
Race is today.
You ready?
Yeah.
Junior?
I'm absolutely ready.
So, Steve, for everybody that doesn't know, they haven't heard the breaks earlier, tell everybody what is going on as soon as we sign off.
Today, I will be filming on the back lot of NBC Universal as soon as we're done with the radio show.
Via your iPhone. Don't forget that.
iPhone. And you will be able to see this on steveharvey.com.
Okay.
After I edit it and commentate it.
You got to commentate it, too?
Hell yeah. Oh, we ain't just putting this on. Oh, ho, ho.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
Can I?
They're going to be running a 50-yard dash, and the bet is $5,000 cash.
Wow, cash. But Steve, you should. You know how you know when they produce stuff, they have all the hype before it and everything. You should put the race that Tommy had with Deion Sanders on there, and then
I think that's bad.
Why?
Because it was a complete wipe. Yeah. It was just a complete wipe.
You can put anybody next to Prime, they're going to get the same result.
Yeah. So that ain't bad. Don't worry about that. He can't be good. Prime. Okay. Right. I told him, I don't even know why he said that with his stupid behind.
I was just saying you should put that on there and say if he wins, then, you know, he'll redeem
himself. Now, listen
to me.
Here's the part that you don't remember.
Okay.
If Junior loses, he has to give $5,000 to the Miles of Giving Foundation.
I like it. Yeah. Charity. Yeah. Giving back. Uh-huh.
If Tommy loses, he has to give $5,000 to
Cures Hope.
Cures Hope, which is for sickle cell.
Uh-huh. Sickle cell awareness. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All I need to know, I'm betting Shirley $5 and Carla $5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They betting on Tommy. Kat betting on Tommy $5. I'm betting $5.
This is actually up there when Maurice Green and Michael Johnson race. This is right up there.
I'm
with
tell you
that.
How far that is.
Those Olympians?
Yeah. It's right up there.
We so far from that.
When
time.
Maurice Green and who raced?
Michael Johnson. You don't remember
with
that?
With the gold shoes?
Yeah, with the gold shoes.
Michael Johnson
right
had the gold shoes.
Excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. What? That was Donovan Bailey and Michael Johnson.
No, that was Mo Green, dog. That was Maurice Green.
Donovan Bailey raced Michael Johnson.
You remember this, Junior. It was Maurice Green. They raced. It was just them two in the race. You don't remember that?
I remember.
I thought it was Donovan Bailey and Michael Johnson.
Because you got the sprinter that was racing this quarter horse.
Who is a sprinter?
Okay. All right.
But, no, I'm just, that's who I thought it was.
But to be clear about everything, we ain't up there anyway.
Yeah, this back this in 2007.
This is more like,
Tommy
just get two people
about.
From the hood. This is more like when Calvin challenged James.
Okay, so say it is Maurice Green and Michael Johnson. Who's Maurice and who's Michael between you and Junior?
No, you the Maurice, you the sprinter. Tommy is the runner.
Okay, well, he Michael Johnson.
And I don't know why you use that example, because Michael Johnson pulled up lame and lost.
Oh, that's what he faked, the hamstring.
That's the hamstring. I told you they had this race, man.
Okay, maybe that race, yeah. Yeah. Well, Tommy, don't do that.
Yeah, that wasn't a good example, Tommy, if you pulled a hamstring.
You're just Team Tommy is all you
are. Yeah, I am.
Well, you Team Tommy on the radio, and I make a mistake.
Fastest man, a race not sanctioned by the IAFF, was held at the Sky Dome between 1996 Olympic 100-meter champion Donovan Bailey from Canada and 1996 Olympic 200-meter and 400-meter champion Michael Johnson from United States. Mm. Thank you very much.
Well, then there's been two different races, sir.
No, Tommy, there was no dog. It wasn't no other race. I'm just trying to tell you, partner.
Why are you saying it wasn't a race between Maurice Green and Michael Johnson? It was.
It was in 2007.
I'll tell you what, Tommy. Forget that.
Tommy, yeah, the one that was on TV.
The one he pulled up with was on TV. That's how we saw it.
Dog, that was against Michael Johnson.
Yes, and Maurice Green.
No, Tommy, it was Donovan Bailey. I'm looking at the video.
You think they only got that video?
What about the race today?
Yo ass gonna pull up just like Michael Johnson
did. Okay, then. We gonna see. We about to go over there now.
Steve, now,
let me ask you this time. Is there any other bet you want to make? Is it any, you good with that?
Uh-oh.
Any what?
Uh-oh.
Any what?
What did Pat Boatner say? If you can hum it, you can hear me.
You can hear it.
What? You heard him?
I'm just saying, Unc sitting right here, he got the bet. You didn't do it with him?
We're looking at the race between Mo Green and Michael Johnson right now.
No, we at 5, Junior. I'm scared. I'm scared I'm going to lose, so I don't want to go 5.
Oh, okay.
Whoa, wait a minute, y'all. That's the 200 meter.
Yeah.
That wasn't the other race.
They was in a race.
The 200 meter. Mo ran the 200 meter and so did Michael Johnson. I'm talking about the race just like y'all. Don't neither one of y'all run the same race. That's why I said Donovan Bailey. Of course he ran the 200 against him. What y'all,
I see the race. They actually have it on tape, Monica. Ain't that something? It's actually a video.
Why do we
care? We want to hear about Tommy and Junior.
Hey, Team Tommy. Team Tommy.
Who was talking to?
We got
to
help me. I wish you would at the last minute. You stand on his side of the track and see.
You better not lose. I know that. I never stop talking about this race. Wow. Junior, are you ready?
Yeah, you guys are ready.
Absolutely, I'm ready.
What did you guys eat today? You're getting ready to race in a few minutes.
You didn't eat anything? You need some
sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich. I don't want nothing.
I had a sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich. You got to have a breakfast.
Okay. Yeah, you do. You need some fuel, guys.
What? He ain't eat.
Steve,
you
got
61 million.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will let you know when it's on Steve Harvey Day.
I got to go.
Junior against Tommy, 50-yard dash, $5,000 to their prospective foundations. We'll keep you posted, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow is when you need to be on the air with me.
Yes, Lord.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.